is just sitting here, melting into the sand, too exhausted to think. But the officers in my head, those left in charge of making sure I stay alive, are in frantic discussion. I can't sit here all day. I'm low on water. The sun is too hot. I've come too far. Think of all that distance you've run. Countless miles across this soul-sapping sand. You can't stop now. The end, the beach, the sea, is only a few miles away. You can do it, one small step at a time. You didn't come all this way to quit this close to the finish. I recall vaguely the various strategies I've used to keep myself going up until now. When things first got tough, around day two, I got myself pumped up. Come on, tough guy, I told myself. You can do this. You show them. The desert may be tough, but it won't stop Mr. Finn. I actually called myself Mr. Finn. The race was already twisting my brain. By day five, though, the bravado had been replaced by tenderness as I cajoled myself along through the night stage. It's okay. Don't worry. You'll make it. You're going to be fine. Just keep moving. The night lay dark and still around me, the sand under my feet brutally soft. But I got through it. 26 miles in 7.5 hours. I got there. But now, so close to the end, my will has run dry. The voices in my head are futile. I'm not moving. That's what you're supposed to do. Get up and drag yourself to the finish. But why? Who set up these stupid rules? You don't have to play along like some prize poodle. This is interesting. I shuffle myself around so the grass is less spiky, stretching my legs, pushing my feet out in front of me. My shoes are full of sand, like they're about 3 sizes too small. I've been coping with it for days. It's a minor irritant, among everything else. The really courageous thing to do, right now, the genius in my head continues, would be to listen to yourself, not everyone else. Everyone else will tell you that you have to finish, that nobody quits this close to the end. But you're different. You play by your own rules. You have nothing to prove. If you want to stop, you just stop. Sitting here, not moving, is beginning to feel like the ultimate act of rebellion. I'm quickly turning into the James Dean of desert running. Someone will come and find me eventually. They'll try to egg me on to the finish, but I won't play ball. I'll show them. I play by my own rules. Hey, Finn! I look up. An elderly German couple in their 60s are standing over me. I can't quite tell if they're smiling or grimacing. Are you okay? Gudrun asked me kindly. She looks in shock. Come on, get up, barks Hans Martin. Follow us. Before I know it, I'm hauling myself up and we're walking off in single file, wading through the sand again, my groin wincing. Everything, my clothes, my backpack, my headscarf, is stuck to me with sweat. For days, the sun has had me in its vice, slowly squeezing, wringing both my body and spirit dry. But now I'm up and moving again, following Hans Martin's commanding footsteps. Nobody speaks. They're nearly as exhausted as I am, but we plough on. It's only walking, although they have poles and are striding along fairly seriously. I watch Hans Martin's lolling backpack as he picks his way through the tufts of sand. And eventually, I begin to recover. I begin to feel a tiny spasm of life return to my legs. My head starts to clear. Without even meaning to, I start to trot.
Ah, good, good, he says. Go, we will see you at the finish.
And with that, I begin to run. The dunes are rising up like mountains now, the biggest dunes of the race, but I can almost smell the sea. I take off my glasses.